Yeah, I mean,
you're a planner.
Welcome, Josh. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is September the 25th, 2019. It's approximately 10 a.m. My name is Oliver Mujica. I am the chair of the committee. If we could do introductions, please.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Robert Swoboda from Public Works Engineering.
Robert Lindberg, Water Department Engineering.
James Lane, Environmental Control.
Travis Norton, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Mora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Chantal Power, Planning Division.
Carl Rollison, San Francisco Fire Department.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works, Solid Waste.
Brian Guffer, Building Official.
Thank you. For item number one, which is Condition Use Permit 16-24 for the property located at 708 North Mount Vernon Avenue, we are going to remove that item from the agenda and bring it back at some later date. If you recall, at the last meeting, we talked about an on-site inspection of the property and buildings. That has not yet occurred. We're still trying to coordinate that, so we'll keep working on it.
We try to coordinate that with fire and with building inspection.
So if I could get a motion to remove it from the agenda, please.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Elizabeth, will you kindly introduce item number two for us, please?
Yes, item number two is development permit type D19-07. This is a request to allow an expansion containing approximately 1,892 square feet of an existing commercial building containing approximately 4,680 square feet on a parcel containing approximately 1.06 acres. The project site is located at 532 North D Street within the commercial regional 2 and transit district overlay, and the environmental determination is that it's categorically exempt pursuant to section 15301 existing facilities of the state CEQA guidelines. The recommendation today is that staff recommends that the Development and Environmental Review Committee adopt resolution number 2019-062 approving development permit type D19-07 subject to the recommended conditions of approval and finding that the project is categorically exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act.
Is the applicant here?
Yes, the applicant is here.
Okay. Is there anything else that you needed to add tonight, Elizabeth?
No, there's nothing additional to add. I have the resolution. Once we obtain the conditions of approval, then I will update the resolution and provide that to the applicant within the next couple of days.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And Gary, would you like to
get us going? We've met on these particular, particular parcel.
Brad Robertson, Project Representative, WardNet. Good morning.
Good morning. But we have worked out, I think, most of the questions from on-site.
Yes, sir.
As far as the non-CAT, is that applicable?
We're good with your department.
Okay. Yes. And we do have another copy of conditions if you don't have them.
We have a copy.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Robert, do you have anything for us, please?
For traffic, they're the same as what was before, which I believe was...
No traffic scoping was required, no.
And then for Public Works, the same conditions as we had previously. My director still, or my city engineer still hasn't gotten a hold of me, so if you have spoken with him, he hasn't gotten down to me. But again, it's up to him to make that any decisions that will reduce or change any of the conditions that are on the conditions of approval.
I'd just like it for the record that we want to proceed with the approval, but we also disagree with the improvements on Church Street. It's a cost factor. It's we believe it should be the city's responsibility. So as long as that's on record, then we'll go to the next level.
So in that instance, if we were inclined to approve the project,
yes,
with those conditions in place, and you wanted to challenge any of the conditions that are on there, then your next step would be to file an appeal.
We understand that, sir.
To the Planning Commission.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And I would imagine that would be the path that we'll take.
Okay.
But we want to move forward. So
this also, the condition also states in there that it's up to the city engineer for his concurrence. So even if it were to pass all the way to through planning, it still gives an allowance to whatever he thinks is needed for that.
I appreciate that. We talked about that in that meeting.
So that it is in there for that.
You allow that, so, yeah, that works.
And that's all.
Okay, thank you. Robert, do you have anything?
Just standard requirements with no new comment.
I did want to go back to the water and sewer also. We're not connecting any fixtures. And we did receive an impact fee from your department, which we disagree. If we're not connecting, we have adequate restrooms. We're already connected. We're not adding any water. No water usage, no sewer usage. It's the same.
You still need to apply, and we will evaluate it.
I understand.
Thank you, James. Carl?
The only thing I see that they've added on to because of the square footage is going to be fire sprinklers and a fire alarm is mandated.
And I know that he's had some questions that he wants to further address later on, I guess, with Hector.
Is this the
for Hector? That's the letter to the fire marshal.
For this?
Right.
Okay.
We're in the mindset that we could be mitigated with the fire hydrants, one on each street, within 150 foot of the frontage of the building. I understand that we're over 5,000 square feet, but to bring in a new fire main is another cost factor that is almost a private killer. So
I understand. I'll bring it to you, but normally that's the standard in the code.
I could understand if the fire hydrants were 450 feet away, more than three hose lengths. But
right.
We have two, both of them within 150 feet. But yeah, that's our goal.
And I'll take it to them.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. No problem.
Gracie, do you have anything for us, please?
Same comment as what was distributed at the August 28th DRC meeting this year. We would need the proposed location for your new 8x15 refuse enclosure so we can review the location and approve that.
And again, this trash enclosure is another point of contention with us because we have an existing. You're asking us to make a new one for the recycling bin. And the generation of trash is no more than with this addition that we're proposing. So to do the requirement that you're asking us, we're going to have to tear up the parking lot and lose two parking spaces. So it's a major undertaking and several thousand dollars. But that's going to be something else we're going to appeal.
Thank you.
I don't have any comments on this one.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll address it at plan check.
Okay, great. Did you have any questions of the committee members?
No, no questions.
I know that you had some dialogue. Typically what we do, as Elizabeth mentioned, within a day or so, we finalize the resolution for our signature, which includes all the conditions of approval. I think in this particular case, we may take a few more days so that it allow us to work with the other departments to make sure that the language is the way it needs to be, and so you're clear.
Right.
And then for those items that you want to for further consideration down the road, at least we have it worded where it makes sense.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I want to just say I appreciate the meeting we had, everybody that attended. And I also want to thank Elizabeth for doing a great job. She's been there from the beginning.
I think they really
She's helped us from preliminary all the way through, so...
No,
I've got a good staff member there.
Thanks, we appreciate it.
With
that, unless there's any other questions, I'd like to entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 2019-62 for Development Permit 19-1907.
I agree with that.
So moved.
Is that something?
Second.
We did a motion for you to buy lunch. So you second that? That's okay.
That's fine.
All right. All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number three for us, please?
Yes, item number three is a request to allow an addition containing approximately 780 square feet to an existing single-family residence containing approximately 2,230 square feet and the conversion into an establishment and operation of a place of public assembly, a religious facility, on a project site comprised of three parcels containing a total of approximately 0.51 acres. The project site is located at 1959 North Macy Street, so I do want to make that correction, within the residential suburban zone. This is just preliminary comments. No environmental is determined at this time. And staff is just recommending that the development and environmental review give preliminary review with no action required.
So this one has been in the works for a while. There's been a number of revisions of the site plan, if I recall correctly. Right?
Yes, that is correct. Initially, it was just two parcels. It was parcel 02690513232 and 33. Later on, within the project review, they ended up purchasing an additional parcel, which is 34, in order to be able to meet the standards for that type of use.
In terms of the standards, are they close in terms of our...
In terms of the standards, we've gone back and forth multiple times reviewing the project, and they're meeting all the standards at this time.
All right. So then our goal would be to provide draft conditions or comments
Yes, is to provide just draft conditions. I'm going to be providing them with the conditions as well as the information for the submittal, which would be a conditional use permit.
Okay. Okay.
Information, and then for other staff to provide their conditions and comments as well.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Gary, would you like to continue on for us? Please.
The applicant is here?
Yes, sir.
Yes, they are in the back.
We do have a set of conditions for your review. And if you have any questions, obviously, we're available for those questions. It's pretty standard conditions for type of use like this. The parking lot needs to be paved. Grading plans need to be supplied. And if you have lot merger is going to be required for all three of those assessor's parcels will be merged into one unit.
My name is Jim Hanbali. I'm the project engineer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We have also a representative of the owner organization. Yes, it's going to be a standard conditional use permit.
Right. Other than that, if you have questions, call.
Thank you, Gary. Robert, do you have anything for us, please?
For traffic, I'm not sure if the scoping permit has gone through yet. Chances are it's not going to have anything, but we want to make sure we at least do the minimum on that.
I did want to add initially, we had brought this item back in a meeting about 2 years ago, and at that time, the traffic engineer reviewed it, and he said no scoping was required.
As for Public Works, I have a set of conditions that we had put together before. Nothing's really changed, curb, gutter, sidewalk, and the asphalt being added to widen up to the city standards on in front of your front frontage. But that's all the conditions I have. I've given them to Elizabeth. She'll be giving them to you, so you have it. Any questions, please set a meeting up through Elizabeth, and we can answer any questions that do or may arise.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, do you have anything for us from water?
Yes. This is in Muskoy Mutual Water Company's water service area, and it's within the department's sewer service area, so you'll need to pay sewer capacity and sewer connection fees prior to getting a building permit, and I just have standard requirements otherwise. Muskoy.
Thank you, Robert. James, do you have anything for us?
Are you going to be putting in the commercial kitchen and everything to do any cooking on site?
Not a commercial kitchen, no. Just like warm-up food or something, but not as commercial cooking.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. Carl?
I just want to establish, is it existing residence that you're turning into a religious?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's just clarifying. I got basic right now. Conditions until we see your building submittal for construction, and then with occupancy load, could possibly change some conditions. Okay.
Thank you, Carl. Gracie, anything for us?
So the location for the new refuse enclosure is acceptable, and you'll be constructing our standard plan 508-8x15 enclosure. I've handed the detail down for you.
Thank you, Grace. Brian?
Yeah, I would just recommend that you get ADA and egress analysis because this is a vast change of the use of this building here. And it, all the outdoor elements are going to need to be accessible here. The plans don't look like it quite meets the requirements there, so I recommend you get outside analysis on that.
Thank you, Brian. Do you have any questions for the committee members?
No.
Thank you. Elizabeth, do you have anything else to add to this?
No, I don't have anything else to add. Just, you know, as soon as you're ready to do the submittal, contact me, and then we can schedule an appointment so that way you can come in and do the
accordingly.
If you have any questions, you have my information.
Do you have an idea when you would be submitting? Are we close? Or?
Yeah, we are close. So we'd like to submit almost, you know, as soon as possible.
Okay. And I would suggest that prior to formally submitting, you might want to schedule a meeting with Elizabeth so she can kind of go over the materials, make sure that that you have everything that you'll need, clarification, those kinds of things, and it helps things move along a little quicker.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's
too late.
You will be required to submit a preliminary water quality management plan when you submit the actual entitlement application.
Oh, okay.
I see that was a minute, so we'll make sure that's added, and we'll get you another copy.
I did make a notation on that on my comments, that they would need to do that submittal, and that they needed to pay that additional fee for that submittal.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. We look forward to your application.
All right. Thank you.
There is no formal action required on that one, so I appreciate everyone's input on that. Travis, would you kindly introduce item number four for us, please?
Item number four today is the pre-application 1927. This was a request to develop a 17-unit apartment complex, property comprised of two parcels. I do want to point out there's a typo on the agenda that does only identify one parcel number. This would be comprised of one building, three stories in height, approximately 14 units, two carport structures, one of which would have the additional units on top of that and the associated on-site improvements. A couple notes. This is in our newer specific plan area, the Waterman Baseline Plan, so there's some other additional requirements that have come into play on that. A couple things that may alter as we work on redesigning a couple things on the site. Some of their open space is a little bit deficient, specifically the private open space, because unit sizes vary in size, so the open space requirement varies. There's also some question we will need to coordinate with fire and integrated waste on, because the turnaround area and the access to the refuse enclosure location is also part of the open space. So how that would be improved and meet access requirements and the open space requirements still needs to be sorted out. And as this is in the specific plan, the area that this is in is really intended as a pedestrian-oriented area, so we do want to work with the applicant to how we can redesign the site to bring the building forward.
Okay.
Right now it's set at the back of the property, so there may be some significant adjustments there.
Is the applicant here on this one?
No, they...
Ned, you want to do this one? No?
He brought enough for all
okay.
the items.
All right.
No, it looks like they were not able to make it today.
So we were discussing this internally with the planning staff, and Carl, maybe we had a question maybe for fire. Is on the at the rear of the property, there is a... there's a parking lot there,
okay.
And I'm not sure who owns that. Yes, and, you know, in the back, and so I don't know. Our thoughts are that they relocate the carports at the rear of the property. And so the issue that the applicant has indicated is that then the property is not wide enough for him to fit the building and driveways on both sides are 26-foot access for you to get around the side to the back kind of a thing. And so we were thinking as to whether or not it would be acceptable for them to put a gate in the back. And if that were an option, what mechanisms would we need in place for that?
Well, kind of to go on to that, if this site was flipped, if the building was up at the street, since I know we did coordinate before, I coordinated with Hector on whether they needed access around It sounds like for the residential, they don't. So if it was pushed up towards the street, would you even need access onto the property? Because everything would be within 150 feet of Sepulveda. Well, as far as the residential units, I mean, the carports wouldn't.
We definitely would need still access to probably because just because you pushed up here, how would we access and
okay.
fire department any type of response to go
yeah.
in there? So if you flipped it, you're saying access would come off the back this parking lot?
As we were kind of
spitballing in an emergency situation,
through ideas,
is that
yeah.
something that would be palatable to the fire department, or is it just too much legalese in terms of agreements and those kinds of things to provide
it
you
probably
with that
would
access?
Because you have to get legal access.
Yeah.
They won't be able to do anything with their parking lot.
Okay.
They'll have to get permission, and we would still need paved, not grass.
Yeah.
To get onto the property.
So when we meet with the applicant, we just tell him Carl said he can't do it.
That's what I'm thinking. it's on the first.
But if we were able to
work with them to flip it, basically, mm-hmm. as long as we still provided some type of turnaround at the back of the site, he'd be fine.
From off
generally
this,
speaking,
off this off
the Sepulveda front.
End. Off Sepulveda.
Yeah.
We really don't want the carport in the front.
Okay.
That's what we're getting at.
Yeah.
Is that a cell phone tower up there or some kind of existing equipment?
Yeah.
Playground.
Where are you talking about?
There's nothing.
That's noted.
Oh,
as,
this one right here? No.
That looks like it's noted as a barbecue area.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the amenities that they're required to provide.
Never mind.
Currently, the site is completely undeveloped.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we'll bring the applicant in and
yeah,
we'll figure that out.
I think that would be best.
Okay.
I think to kind of gather everyone's comments today, and then we can have a sit down to go over it a little.
Is that all grass area where the hammerhead is actually on?
Your guess is as good as mine right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
everything that they've identified within the kind of the yellow shaded area is their open space, because they are required to provide a certain percentage of common open area. But nothing has been identified that I've seen on the plan that says exactly how that open area
vegetation.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's some hardscape, whether it's, you know, landscaping, that's not clear yet, but that's what I know I wanted to coordinate with you guys on.
Okay.
Because right now they're trying to double count it, and I don't know if it'll work.
Okay.
Other than that,
it's fine? Okay. All right, so there's no action required on that one. You just kind of gather the comments from everyone, and we'll take it from there.
I was just going to have him give that to the applicant, because I don't have comments until I see the redesign.
Yeah, we need to look at, basically, if I understood from our conversation, the location as it is right now, unless that's fully paved, it's not going to work.
Correct.
But it,
right.
I'm getting the impression from Carl's nod that he concurs.
And the turnaround has to be fully paved.
Just kind of like a
bobblehead.
That's just kind of what
we're
going to
be on that site multiple times a week, two trucks a day.
You won't be able to drive through the grass.
I think the big issue there will be we can't double count the improvements. It's either a drive aisle or it's open space, not playing in the parking lot. So,
thank you, Travis. So no action on this one. Elizabeth, will you kindly introduce?
I have comments from you. If you have the hard copy, I'll take it. Got everybody else?
Yeah,
I got it. Okay. I didn't know we weren't going around, but that works for me.
Yeah. Unless you'd like to make some more speak.
Good.
Elizabeth, would you kindly introduce item number 5 for us, please?
Item number 5 is pre-application 19-36. This is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a senior housing complex consisting of 47 dwelling units and one manager's unit in multiple buildings containing a total of approximately 23,680 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a property comprised of two parcels containing a total of approximately 1.73 acres. The project site is located at the intersection of Palm Avenue and Besant Street within the commercial general CG1 zone. There's no environmental determination at this time. The Staff just recommends that the Development and Environmental Review Committee give a preliminary review with no action required.
Is your applicant here?
The applicant is here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Otherwise, Nada would have to do this one too. Okay. Anything else to add to that one, Elizabeth?
I do have preliminary comments for the applicant as well as the application that would need to be submitted, which would be a conditional use permit for this type of development.
Okay. Were there any other planning items that we needed to be aware of, or?
In terms of the planning items, just more specifically in terms of the architecture, when you do this submittal, in order for us to really have a design review of architecture, we kind of need that information. So I just made that comment in my comments as well.
Perfect. Thank you. Gary, would you like to start us off, please?
Yes. I did transmit the conditions around. We do want to ask that you provide a conceptual grading and drainage plan. This property has a lot of slope to it. You're back up to houses on the south side. You've got your little irrigation canal that goes down the frontage of the street. I'm sure Public Works will have a couple of comments on that. But our main concern is how we're going to drain the site. Looks like it drops off pretty extensively to the west and also to the south. So we'd want to look at that.
Challenge for sure.
Challenge would be the right word. So, and you've got a school backing up to you, it looks like, in the back there. I don't see any other outlet on that southwest corner that you can use for drainage.
We'll have to look into that once we get more involved. This is preliminary.
Right.
Yeah.
And anything else? Lot merger required because you've got two parcels. A SWIP, obviously, for the grading on more than 1 acre. Preliminary water quality management plan at the time you submit.
And that's all listed on
it should be.
Okay.
If not, I also have it on my comments, too.
And that's all.
Thank you, Gary. Robert, do you have anything for us?
For traffic, we'll be looking for a scoping permit, just a scoping form, just to make sure that a report's going to be needed or not. I'm not sure if one will be. I'm not a traffic engineer, but that'll indicate if you are or not going to have a report and what it will end up having to improve. For Public Works, yes, there's a drainage channel in the front of your parcel. It's going to be a challenge for you to figure out how you're going to put that underground. Next door neighbor to you is the City of Highland, and I think even to the north is City of Highland, but we happen to have that little portion that's our city. We do have the church that's about 3 foot parcels north, and I'm also matching up with the parcels that are to the south, which are City Highland, which means you're going to end up with about a 20-foot dedication to a maximum of 50 feet. Curb and gutter to match what's out there, which I believe is right around 36 feet. It's going to be kind of hard for you to figure out how you're going to try to get in and out. I did see your plan originally looking at it. I didn't understand it. After being out there, I can kind of understand a little bit on that portion. We're just going to need to look at this one just a little bit differently than we look at normal project for that frontage. You do have two poles that are in the front that will need to be underground. At least the relocated, but we are putting on there that's undergrounded. Same thing with the street light. That's going to be for us within our city because it's in your frontage. You have all the conditions. Go through them, read them. If there's any questions, go ahead and get with Elizabeth and get a meeting together, and we'll try to answer as many questions as possible.
So the power poles are in an easement. That easement back there, or are you some other ones?
The only poles I'm speaking about are the ones on the frontage. They're actually on for cable.
Okay.
I didn't see any electrical. If there's any on the rear or on the side, that's more of an on-site question. And Gary, if they choose to have you underground, that's going to be it. Mine would only be inside the off-sites or the frontage of Palm Avenue only.
And I missed the part about the light. You started speaking about a light.
There's a street light. If you follow the format of both ours and City of Highland, we do stagger it about every 200 feet. It's about 150 feet would be right. You're about 300 feet in between, and there's nothing on your side, so it would be one required to be put in front of yours for a street light. So it would end up being ours. I was trying to figure out if we can push it to the City of Highland either direction, but you're right in the middle, plus there's an intersection at the location. Again, if you'd like to look through it and question it, though, please do, and we can see if there's any other type of alternative that we can possibly help out with. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Robert, can you top that?
No, but I have some details.
Thank you.
This is an East Valley Water District's water and sewer collection system, so you need to see them. However, you still need to pay us sewer capacity fees because we operate the regional wastewater treatment plant. So other than that, I have standard requirements.
Thank you, Robert. James, do you have anything for us?
Would it be a common kitchen?
I beg your pardon?
Would it be a common kitchen where they come in?
There is a common area with a ability to, you know, have a party or something, but there isn't a commercial kitchen per se.
So that's standard.
Thank you, James. Carl, what do you think?
Seems like it's appeared in printed conditions, so but I do have on the roads, our minimum is 26 feet. Yeah, a couple of them are 25. And besides that, I will email you the conditions.
Okay.
For the
26 is the width?
Yes.
Okay.
26 feet.
Thank you, Carl.
No problem.
Gracie, please.
The locations for your three trash enclosures are acceptable. So I've handed down our standard plan 508. Each enclosure will need to be 8 by 15 interior dimension. So the two that are adjacent to each other, each will be 8 by 15.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian, anything for us?
There's not going to be any caregiving on site or non-ambulatory residents or anything like that?
I'm not intended.
Okay. It is going to fall under CBC 11A for accessibility, which means you'll have to have a general path of circulation. All the items are going to have to be an accessible route, and you're going to have a path from the street, from the public transport area.
Not a problem.
So you're not going to be able to take the exceptions for the driveways in this case.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
I'm sure I will after I read.
Elizabeth, do you have anything else to add for this one?
No, I don't have anything else to add. And then, Carl, you said you'll get the conditions later.
Yeah. Gary, you look like you're thinking about something. Yeah? Not this, though?
I'm actually thinking about it.
Okay, perfect. Look forward to seeing your application.
Thank you.
Have a great day. No action required on this item. Thank you. Okay, Travis, would you kindly introduce item number 6? What are we calling these, Ned?
Northgate Building 2.
Okay.
We'll have to think of something better.
They'll come up with a better name.
Hi. The next item today, being reviewed is pre-application 1942. This is a couple requests, a couple alternatives. We have property located southwest corner of Del Rosa and 3rd Street. Two alternatives that we've provided. Alternative A would be consolidation of the property for a single building, a little over 600,000 square feet in size. Alternate B is the same project area. The way the site plans are broken up, it's a little bit hard. I apologize for that. The smaller building, about 125,000, would be directly fronting 3rd Street. South of that would be the larger building, about 400 and something thousand, that would be the remainder of the site. These are two different options that the developer is exploring right now, so we can determine how we want to proceed on this, similar
okay.
to what we did with other developments previously.
Okay.
That's it that I have for the moment.
Okay.
And until we finalize a few things. We'll actually clarify one thing for land development and public works benefit. There is a subdivision that would be proposed with either of these. If it's one building, then the project area would be one parcel. If it's two, the project area would be two parcels, one for each building. But there is a portion, and we do not have an exhibit up for it today, of the largest parcel. I believe it's number, I forget which number it is, that extends out westward. Going up to the corner of Tippecanoe and 3rd.
A little flag?
Yeah. There's a little narrow strip, and then it expands. It's kind of a larger area. That would be subdivided off. And then that narrow strip, the intention is to do some adjustments and have that actually made part of the parcel immediately north. The clinic property. So you would end up with the project area, either one or two parcels. You'd have the narrow strip just west of that that would become part of that clinic property, and then the vacant portion at the corner of 3rd and Tippecanoe would be a separate parcel for future development. I do have some exhibits that show it a little bit better, but they're both still, kind of being hammered out as we figure out which development we want to proceed with. But we can work if we need to clarify any of your comments based off how they want to do those adjustments.
So obviously the applicant's here. Hopefully we have all the confusion worked out. The conditions are very similar. Regardless, they both require parcel maps. The church parcel, I assume you're trying to acquire that parcel?
Right. Both of the one property owner, our partner IBDA, is here today, and then the church from the city parks and rec. That would be a condition to acquire those before we get started development.
Our conditions are kind of non-committal, not a pre-app.
Okay.
We don't know which edition of this we're going to
appreciate
you looking at both. So please take it with you. Obviously, the usual SWIPs, WQMPs, all those things are required. You guys are pretty used to that part of it.
Yep.
So we will write more specific conditions once we lock in an alternative.
Sounds good. And like Travis said, we can sit down and look at that lot line adjustment, tend to the parcel map once we take an RMDA.
So obviously, it makes a difference what you own. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
We got a sidebar over here.
This one's off to the side of the other section.
Did you talk to them about two applications?
The applicant?
Yes.
I thought we talked about proceeding with a single.
Okay.
Based off our conversations with Mike.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gary. Robert, do you have?
Depending on the options you go with, the traffic, again, the scoping, you're going to have two different ones more than likely. Whatever you end up choosing with, that will be the scoping will then determine what kind of a report we're going to be needing to look at. If you want to turn in two, I guess we can look at the both of them. I prefer to just look at the one, but I guess you have to look at both options until you finally make your decision. For off-sites, it's pretty much the same, no matter if it's option one or option two. The only difference would be is one had a driveway that was close to the intersection of 3rd and Delrosa, in which case that's going to be a right turn and right out only on that one. I did write the conditions itself for all of 3rd Street, which is pretty good. The curb gutter is in the sidewalk are pretty good condition. Same thing with the street lights. I believe they're LED. Again, they're all written down. You'll get to look at them. If they're not LED, we'd like to change them over to LED. The asphalt, there's the lanes 1 and 2 that will need to be repaired in some portion, and then just an overlay across the whole thing. Del Rosa, again, looks pretty good. Curb and gutter and sidewalk look pretty good, depending on how you're planning doing your driveways. Again, that one's going to be right in, right out only, unless you go onto this signal at Rialto Avenue. Rialto Avenue going on to your site is considered a private street. It is not a public street. However, the development code requires and the municipal code requires that you build it to a city standards. So depending on how you're planning on looking at it, if you're looking at it as a parking lot type of a style, I guess we can look at it that direction, but we're going to have to make the definition between you and the other parcel and figure out how that's going to work. If you leave it as a street, it'll follow our street requirements, and that's how I vote is that direction. The storm drain that's in that area, it is private right now. It's underneath IBDA. We eventually take it at, I believe, at Timber Creek. is where we start taking it out, which means that you know, all the inlets and everything that on-site's going to be requesting, we'll be making sure that you have some type of a filtration system that's going to be added to it. There is no, that I was able to see, any undergrounding, and there might be some conduits. Again, read through them, look at them. Conduits underneath the sidewalk is what we're asking for now, but if we're not replacing any of the sidewalk, we're not going to have you destroy it, so we may be able to eliminate partial portions of that. Again, go through it, read it, understand it, and then if you need to, get a hold of your planner. We'll have a meeting, and we can try to answer all the questions you have coming up across the time. And I believe that's all I have.
Thank you, Robert. Robert, anything from water?
Yes. Looks like the project's going to be served by the IBDA sewer collection system, but you'll still need to pay our department sewer capacity fees. You'll also need to apply and submit any plans for any water system improvements or abandonments. Just standard requirements otherwise.
Thank you, Robert. James, do you have anything for us?
Do you have a proposed tenant for either of these warehouses or any of these projects?
No, these would be speculative.
Just our standard procedures. Any questions, go ahead and contact us.
Thank you, James. Carl?
Being a spec building, standard for the size of the building you're proposing right now. For we're looking at the 620. If you do split it, your conditions are kind of changed, but it'll still be normal for both buildings.
Got it.
Thank you, Carl. Gracie, do you have anything for us, please?
So we'll be looking for locations for trash compactors or refuse enclosure on both sides of the buildings, since they can be split. That's why you have, you know, different tenants. So we'll be looking for that on your site plans. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Brian, anything for us?
I just recommend that you look at your height and area requirements for your building code. But it looks like you have enough setbacks either way, so I'm guessing you're good, but I would just recommend you take that in consideration, that's all.
Thank you, Brian. Josh, you have any questions for the group?
No, we appreciate the city's time reviewing the two alternatives. Thank you.
So the application will be, what, in 15 minutes or so?
Exactly. We've got it ready. That's why our architect's here.
I figured that you have the property owner's authorization signer here for you.
Exactly.
What do we really want to build?
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Great. We look forward to the applications. So no action required on that one. So thank the group for that. And then Chantal, would you kind of introduce item number 7 for us, please?
Item number 7 is sign program 19.02. This is to allow basically the removal and replacement of an existing monument sign. Right now it's a static sign. They want to replace it with an EMC or a digital reader board sign to advertise events at the church, so on-site advertisement only for that. We are required to take this to Planning Commission, but we don't really need conditions from any other departments right now, just a recommendation to move it to the Planning Commission, and we're scheduling that for November 12th.
Perfect. Thank you. Anyone have any comments on that?
The site distance, and it looks good when I was at the point, so.
So with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to move this forward to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
Okay. Thank you. Item number 8 is for development permit type D, 1802, for the property located on the south side of Finland Center Drive, just north of River Rock Drive, River Walk, not Rock. As we've done in the past, what we're doing is we've prepared an environmental document. All we're doing at this time is requesting the committee's authorization to review, release it for public review for the 20 days, and then at a later date, we will come back for formal conditions and all that other fun stuff.
I expect we'll take it back probably sometime in November.
Okay. So with that, if I may just entertain a motion to release a document for review, please.
So moved.
Second. Thank you. And unless any objection, we'll adjourn. It's approximately 10:50. We'll adjourn to October the 9th. Thank you.